In the name of God, Abba, Ima, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. Thank you for the gift of Santa Lucia this morning. Christina, Lillian, Jewel. It just goes straight to the hearts, doesn't it? Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's all about, as Gunn said, light permeating the darkness. In this new church year, which just began, season of Advent, our focus is using the Gospel of Luke for this next year as the primary resource for us. And that, too, is Luke's theme, light permeating darkness. But his overriding theme for addressing that is the nonviolent coming of God. Let me give you a couple examples with just today's text about John the Baptist in the season of Advent, speaking always about preparing, prepare, prepare. Luke includes two verses from Isaiah in the text we just heard, which Matthew and Mark don't include. Come nowhere near it. And the culmination of those two verses is that last line, "And all flesh shall see the salvation," which also means liberation, "of our God." All flesh will see the liberation of our God. Now that includes not only animals and reminds us of the creation story, today we'd say all sentient beings, but far more importantly, all flesh includes women. And slaves, who in the ancient world were only property. Too bad you were born a woman. Just too bad. All flesh shall be liberated. And it includes the Gentiles, who were people of no standing. This is a universal proclamation from the get-go of Luke's gospel. He also presents John the Baptist not as some sort of wild, impulsive character, no reference to the camel skins that were worn or eating locust and honey and grasshoppers, you know, none of that. John is a wise ethical teacher, as we heard in the text. Now, you have to remember that Israel was an occupied country. This is huge. The gospel story is happening in an occupied country. Do you know what that's like? We haven't had that experience in this country, but we know of it around the world. It was a time of banditry, thievery, revolutionary zealots, and abuse by soldiers and the Roman powers. Folks come to John out in the desert to ask, "How shall we live? What are we going to do?" And he says, "Whatever meager portions you have, share them." This is when people are having their goods stolen all the time. Smash and grab really bothers us, doesn't it? That's what the times were like. Share what you have. Have an extra tunic, give it to somebody in need. Tax collectors came to John. The times were so bad, tax collectors wanted help and guidance. "What should we do?" He says, "No defrauding. Don't take your cut off the top." And soldiers even came. "What shall we do? How shall we live?" And John says, "No intimidation, no bullying, no extortion, and be content with your pay." They got lousy pay in those days. Do you know any current people who are veterans who get lousy pay? That's the story, isn't it? Generation, you're our heroes, but you can't afford to live. Because how do you make pay in those days, just like now? Spoils of war, right? Or rebellions, or whatever you're putting down. Rip people off. Be content with your pay. John, you see, is again and again and again offering light in times of darkness. Some of you may know tomorrow is my 70th birthday. Which is always on Santa Lucia Day. Which is on that day because a few centuries ago, Scandinavians, people in Northern Europe, thought that the winter solstice was on December 13th. They were just off by a week, huh? But that means that on the deepest, darkest, coldest, most brutal, miserable night of the year, I was born. I think it's given me an affinity for the darkness and a longing for the light. Gardner Taylor is a wonderful theologian, pastor. I was at a workshop with him a few years ago. He was asked, what do you think is the essential quality that clergy need in order to become good clergy? Gardner Taylor chuckled a little bit, and then he said, well, the best clergy always have something that's off about them. I hope I qualify. He said, and usually it is an affinity for the dark. Because you've got to be able to explore and live inside of the darkness that people enter, in order to discern where the light is coming from. I have found that very true. The great Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard said, "We live moving ahead. We learn looking backwards." Hindsight is how we begin to understand our lives. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. We live moving ahead. We learn, oh, that's what that was about. So I thought I'd share with you a few ways in which my life has been touched and shaped, either by the dark or difficult times, where the light has appeared, sometimes surprisingly. I'm not telling you all what it is or why, but these are ways in which it has happened for me. The first is my own family. Now that was not, I'm happy to report, an experience of darkness, but it was an experience of expansiveness, introducing me to the world. All kinds of people were coming through our home, missionaries, folks from around the globe. I grew up with that. It was amazing. But you know who was the weirdest group of people who would come to our home? Catholic priests. I mean, nobody else, not in Lutheran community, had Catholic priests coming to their home in daylight. People could see them. It was, wow. I didn't understand what was wrong with my parents. I just knew something was wrong. I was a student body president of a preparatory school, in preparation for a seminary, when the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, literally blew up. It was devastating. I won't tell you all the stories, but I can tell you it was brutal. It was my first experience of arrogance and malice aforethought by religious officials who attacked all kinds of people, destroyed churches, schools, yanked missionaries out from overseas. It was devastating. But it informed my theological education so that it had to be real. And if it wasn't making a real difference in people's lives, it didn't matter. That was the hidden light inside of that traumatic time. Years ago, pre-children, Bev and I went to nearly a six-month journey in Asia. Hong Kong, Thailand, Sri Lanka, India, Indonesia, Bali. It was remarkable. It wasn't so much a case of darkness again as exploring the unknown and finding all these myriad ways in which we can express our being human. It was just tremendous, tremendous to learn of such spiritual depths in these what appeared at that time to be exotic realms of the planet. Deeply, deeply transformative. When we got back, we were living in the city, and for 8 years, every week, I went to Chinatown in San Francisco to study Tai Chi with my Sifu, Master Choi Kam Man. 8 years of learning an embodied practice which has changed my life. I'd been practicing for at least 3 years when, after class, Master Choi came to me one day. He must have heard secondhand that I was clergy. And he came to me and he just said, "You need to know that Taoism is not a competing religion." Isn't that kind? The light. It was in those days as well that we lived 6 blocks from the Zen Center in San Francisco, so I was always going there for lectures and studies and classes, and it's where I first met Thich Nhat Hanh, a profound Buddhist teacher, who said, "You can all go back where you came from, Jewish friends, Christian friends, keep meditating, but your own traditions have the truths. You just have to dig down deep enough to know the truth." What an affirming word. What a life and light-giving teaching. Back in 1973, Bev and I got to spend the summer at Rosebud Reservation among the Lakota people in South Dakota. One of the most amazing teaching is that words are pieces of truth. That's how indigenous folks in the plains understood. Words are pieces of truth, like pieces of a puzzle. And so you never waste words. In fact, silence is the better mode whenever possible. Use your words with care. May they always speak truth. Back in 1994, I traveled solo to South Africa, 2 months after the ANC had come into power. Our hosts, Mozunga, Chano Farisani, took me all kinds of places for the next month. Usually they were smaller gatherings, but occasionally 300, sometimes 500, 800 people, where I was the only white person. but certainly not the only human being, and never the only Christian. And they would remind me from time to time, they'd have me speak different occasions, "Steve, this is the first time most of these people have ever had a white person speak to them with respect and dignity." You're a source of light. Got to visit Nicaragua numerous occasions. Devastating poverty, like we hear in the gospel today. Share what meager little you have. Share it. At the conclusion of our first journey, and Arlene was there, we had an evaluation with people in the local village, and one man began to break down crying, and through his tears he finally said to us, "Thank you, friends. Thank you for..." I don't think that's real, but Libby's checking on it. I think you can consider... I'll return. Is there the code?
Do you know the code?
Yeah, yeah. It's just 99. Here. 99. And then hit command again. Let's see. There. That should be it. Hang on. Let me go check it on the other side, too.
Well, the light stopped.
Yeah. No, don't do that.
No, we don't. I think we're good. Because I just tried calling.
I know you did. And I'm going to try it on the other side, too. It may be.
Do you need to call Gary?
No. No.
Do we have
to
close the door? No. Okay. There has been a fire reported in the building. Please proceed to the nearest exit and leave the building. May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire reported in the building. Please proceed to the nearest exit and leave the building.
You know, I used to have the instructions and then you moved them.
I don't know. No, see, this is... I know what it is, and it's just...
Pull NEBL alarm. What was that?
I don't know.
Northeast building alarm, so we have to repull it? Is that what we have to do?
I don't know.
Let me get a call.
Yeah.
Is that the northeast, right?
That's the only other one.
What is that? Is that one right there?
What?
Isn't there one right there on the wall?
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention,
should I pull that one?
No,
I mean, they're going to be here probably.
Yeah.
Call the fire department?
Yeah.
No, because the number didn't work. It says there's no one there.
Would you call bay alarm?
Yeah, then first the top number. I call
it. Not here. And they aren't there?
This is just...
Let me look out here. Maybe they're already here.
No.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire reported in the building.
arm. 99. I don't know why it is not turning off.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire reported in the building. Please proceed to the nearest exit and leave the building.
I had it on code before, but...
May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire reported in the building. Please proceed to the nearest exit and leave the building.
Still not ready.
Okay, now put the code in. Put the code in again.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire reported in the building.
Alarm silence. Where's yes?
Exit and leave the building.
We'll try it on the other one.
Okay.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire reported in the building. Please proceed to the nearest exit and leave the building.
Did you get to the code?
Are you with Bay Alarm? Is that? Oh, nope. Sorry, don't need you. Thanks. Thanks. That's okay. Bye.
Did it work?
No. Wait.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Get the back button.
Menu.
Okay, 9. Is it zoom?
And hit command.
Alarm silence?
Yes.
There's this pull thing. I see they pulled it.
Yeah.
Well, let me put it back.
Put it back. Try that. Oh, it won't. The fire department have to do it.
Open station. It says open station.
I have no idea.
Well, it looks like you need a screwdriver.
Unbelievable.
He's just giving to it, too. His service.
Alarm,
yeah. When I call this top number, it's not in, they're not there, the monitoring. So I'll do the business office.
Or do the repair service. Business office would be money.
All right, I'll do the repair. Let's see.
470. Madness.
Is it?
Indeed. I've called Bay Alarm, okay, who's in charge of the system. They just said, we'll get to you in at least 10 minutes.
It's either on or off. Either nobody shows up or the whole...
Exactly, exactly.
There's no
in between.
They can do it.
They can't do it?
They can. I just called Beta Alarm. He said once they get here, they can do it also. We're good.
Yeah.
They can do it, though.
Yeah, let's get another screwdriver, reset it. Who's in charge of the facility right now? Okay. Well, I wasn't sure if you had somebody in charge of the property.
Well, not here.
So, we're going to see what we can do with this. We could try to just push a button to reset it. Don't know if that'll work. Your best bet's going to contact the agency.
Bay alarm. And
we are.
And I just called myself, yeah.
Okay. That's going to be your best bet.
Okay.
Because we, there's so many different types
layers,
of alarms
right.
and everything else that... We do the basic, but it's
you're gonna put the.
That's helpful.
They said once they get here, they should be able to turn it off.
Yeah.
That was it. And then after that, we'll have to probably contact them again. I guess to reset the system or something.
No, we just hit the command and all that.
Okay. Then sure. Yeah. Once it's
time. This is the light.
This is the light. There we go. Thank you.
Yes, happy birthday.
Unbelievable.
What did the fireman say?
And Bay Alarmist said, we've got at least a 10-minute wait. You know, you go, excuse me, what are we paying you all that money for?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, makes it memorable, I guess.
I'll never forget when your birthday is.
Yeah.
That was the day before that service was interrupted.
Well, but...
No, that one is done.
Hey, Libby, are you going to be available after the service?
I'm just
okay. We were in a movie. And when we were in Spokane,
yeah,
and this alarm went off, and everybody left the theater like in the middle of the movie. Feels like $100 to take my grandkids, to take everybody to the movie. We had to leave in the middle of it.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Eva.
Incidentally.
Good to see you.
It's a great story, and I got a video of it.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So we can post it up to this point, anyway.
Up to this point, right. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
You too.
Yeah. We live in Lodi, so.
Oh, very good.
Stuck in Lodi, but we were down last night for a party.
Yeah.
So, I come here like that.
Bay alarm.
Oh, well, no, okay. So is Austin calling right now?
Well, they've put me on hold for 15 minutes. That's why I've held on. But So did the fire department turn it off, or did Bay?
No, see, there was that other, he had pulled that one as well, the one by the children's.
He pulled two of them.
Uh-huh. That's why we couldn't get it to go off.
Okay. So now...
Okay, there's a piece missing there. I'll show you.
Go ahead. Brother. Now, let me do this. Do you want to start playing something like Lucia?
Okay.
I guess we're going back.
To get the alarm to fix that, and we should check the other one too.
So he got to two.
He went to two of them. That was the problem. See, it said northeast, and finally Austin went down the hall. That's northeast.
That's my mind.